have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Sonic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've never.
Never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
Series 2, so if you've been listening from the start, you'll know that there's quite a lot that goes on in these podcasts.
Exactly. You would have heard some of the best up-and-coming indie-tronica and electro music.
And of course you'll know that I emerged from Series 1 victorious.
Well, that was... There's a vague memory in Episode 1 from that anyway. Anyway, just to give you guys a heads up who haven't listened before, the format of this show is me and Chris bring in one of our favourite songs and we play them to you, and then at the end of the show you get to decide which song you prefer and you get to vote accordingly.
And as Dame's already said, it's always in the indie electro and indie tronica remit. Now, before we go any further, we should probably say that we're joined by our vague acquaintance Tom Durham this evening.
Hello!
Hello, Tom.
There he is.
Looking very hairy over there.
The hairiest man in the world, our vague acquaintance, Tom Durham.
And if you're with us for the rest of the evening, you will know that we're going to play you some new music. So stick around, because we're about to do the coin toss.
It's the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
Okay, so on the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast, we have a conundrum. Chris and I have both selected a song, but who gets to go first?
Because as we've mentioned in previous episodes, not everybody listens to the end. It's a distinct advantage going first.
I think so. So everyone wants to win the coin toss at the start to determine who goes first.
Although, of course, it's not a coin toss. It's a Lollapalooza Berlin token, which just says on one side, Lollapalooza Berlin, and on the other side, Pfand deposit.
Pfand deposit. Does Pfand just mean deposit?
There's every chance.
You think by this stage in the series we'd have looked it up, but still no.
It doesn't even say Pfand on anymore. It's there's a tiny bit of silver lining.
The vague remnant.
This is what's meant by silver lining. these silver bits on the outside. So Dame, I'm flipping today. So
you are.
Lollapalooza okay. Berlin or Pfand deposits.
Well, Pfand never fails when you're concerned. So I'm going to go for Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza for you. I think that's it's Pfand deposits.
It's always what I don't choose it to be.
This is the third time that I've won in a row.
Well, in which case, there you go. That was our hairy friend Tom Durham visiting the show today, and maybe even next week if you're lucky.
You coming back next week, Thomas?
No,
he's not been impressed enough by our presentation.
I'm going to lock him in the cupboard. He'll be here next week.
You'll be even hairier then.
Anyway, what have you got, Chris?
We've got We Are Magnetic with the song There's No Love. Now, We Are Magnetic, they're a Swiss outfit.
I think I've heard of them.
Indie pop?
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
You're nodding along.
Didn't they win a Grammy?
I'll tell you this. They're the biggest exports from Switzerland since Toblerone.
I like that. Did you make that up yourself?
I made it up a bit, yeah.
That's nice. I like
but
it.
No, this is a really good song. You'll like this song. It's upbeat. It's not, you know, I'm an emotional man usually, but today not so much.
Last week was very intense.
Yeah, it's not so much an emotionally arresting song. It's just upbeat. It's shamelessly happy. It's almost as if David Cameron doesn't run the country.
Brilliant.
So this is We Are Magnetic and There's No Love.
Sometimes you and me seem to be running down two separate lines. You
Well, how about that, Damien?
Well, they didn't sound that Swiss.
They didn't, but they are. Opinions, what do you think? Good, bad?
I thought it was really good, actually. I didn't realise your taste was so refined.
Well, there you go. It's like a man drinking whiskey. Eventually, he'll stumble on something good.
Exactly. He's been guzzling down Red Label for years, and then all of a sudden you catch him having a Glenmorangie.
There it is, Scottish Highlands. So, have you got a track for us at some point this evening? Or?
I have, and it's coming up right now.
Look into the eyes, not around the eyes, but in the eyes, and you're under. Okay, now, did you know the Bristol Beats Club are giving away tickets to see Indie Boys and Dara Karma all throughout February? Yep, it's true. The band are fucking good, so go to bristolbeatsclub.com and sign up to the mailing list right now to win them. Got that? Good. 3, 2, 1, you're back in the room.
Big words, Damien, but can you live up to it?
I think so. I've actually got... My song I've brought in today is actually a little bit different to your song. It's very... It's less indie-tronicary, you know? We tend to have a bias towards more synth-based indie, but I've got a more kind of Smithsy. A more Smithsy indie band.
So it's kind of rocky, kind of underground.
Yeah, jangly. Jangly. They're from Australia, and they're called Diet, and the song's called Your House. And it just so happens that in the studio we have somebody that's been to Australia.
He's an expert on Australian music, apparently. So
it's Tom Durham, our hairy friend.
He stepped up to the microphone.
Well, Damien, thank you for making me out to be so pretentious. But what I would like to
say is... It's true, he's been to Australia.
As if this band can follow up in the likes of Darren Hanlow and Courtney Bonnet, who's recently won... very, very many awards and being nominated for a Grammy, then all the best luck to them. I hope they can, otherwise it kind of looks like Chris might beat you again.
Well, that's strong words, because the song I've got this week is an absolute humdinger, and it is called Your House, and it's by Diet from Australia. Please enjoy.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast. You have just heard Your House by Diet, one of the best young bands in Australia. Chris, did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. I'll admit it, I enjoyed it. But I'm not shaken. I think...
You do have a strong song this week.
I think I'm alright. I think, you know, you've got Toblerone and Neutrality on War and then We Are Magnetic. I think the Swiss have it, hands down.
Yeah. In my defence, your band has a lot more experience than my band. My band will one day eclipse your band.
We'll see about it. Dom, do you want to... What do you think about...
Yeah, we've got Tom Durham, our guest.
Australian correspondent.
Well, Chris, I think the fact that you're asking me suggests that you might be a little bit nervous. Slightly shaky. You know.
It's just the strong nature of Australian music.
It's time for the listeners to vote.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.
Well, that's right, listeners. It's the end of the show and it's time for you to decide what your favourite song is. Will it be my song, Your House by Diet?
Or will it be We Are Magnetic with There's No Love?
It's up to you. Just vote accordingly.
And once you're done voting, subscribe to the Bristol Beats Club mailing list because, as always, we feature all our tracks in full in our podcasts, and that means they're not available on iTunes. So the only way you'll get them, and the only way we get reminded, because you will of course forget, is if you subscribe to the Bristol Beats Club mailing list. Vote, then subscribe.
I couldn't agree more, Chris. So I guess all that's left to say is we'll see you next week.
Long as you subscribe.
Yeah, if you don't subscribe, you won't hear about it. So, for God's sake, subscribe. And, yeah, see you next week for the fourth episode of the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
I have been Chris Bilker.
And I have been Damien Ruck.
Ta-ra, then.